Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Sunday, April 30th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We're joined today by Patriot Jim Kujula. This is the first time we've ever had three people on camera before in Wing TV studios, and we're fresh back from New York City. Yesterday, we went up there into Manhattan on the streets of Broadway. They shut down the city, at least Broadway. And by best estimates, 300,000 people went into the streets of New York for what they call...
What's it say here? The March for Peace, Justice, and Democracy.
Democracy, yeah.
So what do you guys think of what happened yesterday?
Oh, man. Electric. It was something... It was great. I had a good time at it. We just kicked ass. I think people were very receptive to what we had to say. We got all our videos out, our literature out, and it was good. It was really good, and I enjoyed it immensely.
It was hard to gauge how many people were actually there when we first got there yesterday morning, and it didn't look like that many people were there, but as time progressed, more and more joined in the assembly at the assembly points before the march, and then once the march got going, there was no gauging how many tens of thousands of people, many, many tens of thousands, way higher than the mainstream appears to be reporting today.
Oh, yeah. Well, at one point, we were walking along Broadway, and Broadway was shut down for anywhere from 20 to 30 blocks. Mm-hmm. And anyone that's been to New York City knows that these aren't tiny little blocks like in most cities. These are enormous city blocks. Mm-hmm. And when you're coming down the grade at one point, you looked outward at everybody in front of you, and as far as the eye could see were people from one skyscraper to another jammed in the streets.
Humanity.
An endless wall of bodies in front of you and behind you.
Yeah, so then when you went up the grade and looked back behind you, again, as far as you could see, was nothing but human. It was like looking at the ocean. You know how the ocean has no end? Yeah. But when you look forward and backward, you couldn't see an end to all the people.
I know.
And what that boils down to is there's a lot of people that aren't happy with what's going on in this administration, don't you think?
No kidding.
There were many different kinds of groups protesting for different reasons. There was the National Organization for Women, the Rainbow Push Coalition, Veterans for Peace. We had some Korean group there. The communist groups were also there.
Islam.
And immigrant groups. Just all varieties of different not only endorsers of this march, but people who really give a damn about various issues.
Right. So we got there. We took our 15-foot banner. That's the same one we took down to Washington, D.C. last year. And as this march proceeded, we left a little bit of stagger room between us and the people in front of us. So not only did all the people around us in the march get to see it, but there were people on the sidewalks, on the streets, in the storefronts, the restaurants, up in the offices, their apartments, out in the balconies. Yep. Everybody got to saw that.
Right.
And we have to thank Julie and Bill from New Jersey. This banner is so long that the three of us can't really hold it without it lagging in the middle.
We would have liked to take both of our banners.
Right.
They're huge.
Yeah.
One is a little smaller than the other one, but when we left, we thought it would just be the three of us to hold the banner and take pictures. And as the march progressed, at one point we had eight people walking, holding this banner with us. It was really cool.
I know it.
Another one we have to thank is Sherry Bender, I believe her name is. And between her and Lisa, as we were walking along, I don't know how long this girl was, but they were yelling and chanting at the top of their voices.
You can tell I don't have much of a voice left today.
I know, Lisa lost her voice.
And it was just, there were tens and thousands of people that were brought to their attention 9/11 truth. And there was just a litany of all the different things from the Pentagon and Shanksville and World Trade Center towers and on and on.
I think, to clarify, Sherry is a part of NewYork911Truth.org, a 9/11 truth organization that protests every Saturday and stands out there informing people of...
All I can say, Lisa, I think Sherry You met your match, Sherry. I tell you.
We were regretting that we didn't have a bullhorn. Jim had brought a bullhorn, and I guess we didn't need it because we had my lungs and Sherry's lungs.
It was funny, people, because Sherry and Lisa are on the same side there.
Yeah.
The banner. And it was incredible, just incredible vocal.
Our voices projected outward or bouncing
off
bouncing.
The building. Yeah,
bouncing. Echoing in the skyscrapers. And I'll tell you what. They didn't need a bullhorn because all of New York City that was along Broadway
and
got to hear
so
this
you know,
message.
The receptivity that we encountered at Ground Zero last year was nothing compared to the receptive nature of people yesterday in New York City.
It was fantastic.
Not one single person came up to me and disagreed with what I had to say, argued with me on any of the points that we were telling people about 9/11, about the New World Order, about the income tax, you name it.
Yeah, and this is important because when we were at Ground Zero last year, some of the debunkers and the disinfo agents said, oh, nobody was receptive to that message. Well, as we said, about 90% of the people last year at Ground Zero were very receptive. And yesterday was another good indication that people want the truth about 9/11. They heard the truth. They were receptive to it. And there was maybe two people during the entire day, and we got there at 10:30 in the morning, didn't leave till after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's 5.5 hours. And there's probably two people that came up and had a negative response to this message. Lisa was at one point saying that if you want peace and you want justice, the first thing you need is truth about 9/11. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some old guy was like, you don't know the truth, or
you can't handle the truth.
Oh, yeah,
you don't even know what he meant by that.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we thought was very important to do yesterday was to try to reach and communicate with these other various groups, these large organizations that are often protesting against the war.
Yep.
And one thing that we stressed yesterday was if you really want to end the war, you have to challenge this administration on something they don't want to be challenged on, and that's 9/11, and that's the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center towers and all the anomalies and discrepancies with the official government conspiracy theory.
And how we did that, too, we came down, marched down our point to one point around the bench before I get to the, the tents, for the...
The park.
The park. Yeah, and we stationed right there and watched the groups come down.
Yeah.
And we got in that way, and we just hollered and vocal, very vocal, and that was a great... Everything worked out fine.
Yeah, so every single group that passed, then at the end, they were confronted by this sign and the message that was being delivered. And this is the thing, Lisa and Jim, that I noticed was all of these groups you mentioned, the socialists and the immigrants and National Organization for Women and anti-war and the blacks, these groups don't all agree on everything, of course, but they all got together in one place and showed unity for a single cause, which was stopping this god-awful war.
Yeah.
And the thing I can't figure out is all these various groups were represented, and the only people other than us, there was one contingent of 9/11 Truth.org, I guess, but where were all the anti-New World Order groups? All these different factions, again,
where were all the
patriots?
Represented?
A lot of patriots, we've seen.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing that all these other groups can come together, yet the anti-New World Order groups keep staying fragmented, unorganized, not mobilized.
Where were all the alternative media personalities? Yeah. Where was Alex Jones? Where was Jack Blood? Where were they all?
Right.
Where were
nobody
they?
Was there again.
This is what bugs us. This is what bugs us. We want to see people out there like this.
Where was Rents?
Yeah. I mean, all these
Rents
people.
Will never go.
Yeah. So this is what we have to keep in mind. And when we were talking to Sherry Bender, she assured us that there was going to be a huge contingent at Ground Zero this fall. And
yes,
it's final.
You have all these different groups. You have the illegal immigrant groups out there. 500,000 in Phoenix, 500,000 in LA. We had 300,000 yesterday in New York City for the anti-war. This has to be our showing, the anti-New World Order, the 9/11 truth showing. That has to happen this September 11th, because if all the rest of them can do it, why can't we? Why can't we get together and get organized?
And I'm making it a mission to aggressively pursue these other organizations like NOW and Rainbow and all of those, the veterans groups and whatnot. I'm not going to settle for the fact that they're too scared to touch the 9/11 issue. Their leadership knows about this information.
Oh, absolutely.
There have been so many people that have been informing them for years now, and we need them to stand behind us on this issue. They get the media exposure. They can put the word out in a huge way that we're not capable of right now with our limited resources. And we can't settle for the fact that they're too scared or reticent to touch this issue.
Yeah.
If they want to bring down this administration and they want to seek change, then they can't do it by singing Give Peace a Chance in the street and yelling out little jingoistic rhymes.
No.
The way to do it is to challenge them on what they don't want to be challenged on, and that's 9/11.
And the key is defiance.
Yeah.
We have to have defiance. Everybody has to defy the government. You know, we're not going to take the lies. We're not going to take the corruption, deception. We're going to defy you bastards.
Yeah. And as these buttons say on all our shirts, dissent is patriotic. And we got these shirts up there yesterday. You can see the front. Here's the back of it. There's very, very cool looking shirts. And the best thing, and Jim Kujua is the one that really came up with this, he talks about the rush of being involved in something like this. When you go there and you're in these streets, or like it was last year in Washington, D.C., when we surrounded the White House with 250,000 people, when you look out as far as you can see, frontwards and backwards, and see nothing but human beings, hundreds and thousands of them, for 20 or 30 city blocks, that's the rush.
Until Lou, you're saying, Victor, remember one time you and I were standing there before we started, and the drums were rolling?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we had a rumble?
Yeah.
Subway? Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
I could not describe the feeling I had. That was somehow, I don't know, something almost godlike.
Yeah. Well, you can hear and feel the subway underneath the street, but with all the drums and everything like that, you could feel the street actually moving. Yeah. And you're like, this is what it's being.
Yeah.
This is what it's meant to be alive and to go there.
Yeah. We also need to tell you, too, regarding the police state.
Yeah.
There were very, very many New York police officers there at the rally. They were all very nice to us, very polite to us. No one said anything hostile to us from the police department. They were smiling. They were very kind to us. And we didn't see any incidences where we were of them hassling anyone else.
With all these different groups, or at least I didn't hear anybody talking or being afraid of a police state that they were going to get beat or anything.
No.
So it seems like the only people that are afraid of this quote-unquote police state are these few little people in the alternative media that want to fill everybody with so much fear that they're afraid to go out of their house.
I don't think those people are the ones that are afraid. They just want to make you afraid.
Exactly, And there was even at one point, and I don't think that's when you were around taking pictures, Lisa, but this is right before the march started. Jim was down at one end of the sign. I was at the other holding it, and this female police officer came up, and she said, do you guys have a picture of you holding a banner yet? And like, yeah. I said, we took a couple pictures. And she says, well, because I was going to say I'd take your camera and take a picture of you. So this is one of the New York City's police officers offering to take a picture of our 9/11 World Trade Center controlled demolition banner for us. Because those police officers know the truth.
Yeah. Right. A guy came up to me and said he had been talking to some police officers, and they told him they know all about that.
Yeah.
They know. They know what happened, and we didn't get any kind of untoward behavior from any of them. No harsh language, no attitude, nothing. Everybody was really agreeable, and not one person, as I said, came up to me and told me I was full of it for the things that I was saying, and I don't know, they can attest to it.
Oh,
Sherry from New York 9/11 Truth can attest to it, and lots of people. Yeah. I was saying
everything. Yeah. I mean, Lisa was possessed. She was a woman possessed, and anybody that's ever been around Lisa at a protest knows, and I've been around her at enough of them, that she becomes literally possessed. She's in her zone, and it's just she's yelling the truth.
She's in her zone, and she just... like a machine gun.
Yeah, it's
a high power machine gun.
They're just glad because today I won't be able to talk much.
So on Friday's show, we were talking about...
her voice is burned out, really.
Yeah. We were talking about the Constitution. We were talking about our rights. And a lot of people in the Patriot Movement, constantly focus on the Constitution, but we have this right to assembly, right to free speech, right to a free press, and we did all of those. If you go to the Wing TV homepage, you'll see our article about that. We didn't get hassled by anybody. Nope. We went in. No. It was a great, great,
in fact,
enjoyable
people
day.
People were coming up to us, thanking us, hugging us. We handed out lots of DVDs. We handed out a lot of controlled demolition information
on
sheets. Yeah. And we just were really thankful that there was such a great, huge, enormous turnout and how receptive people were to what we had to say. We were talking about who's making a profit off of this war, the weapons-making corporations of the United States, and their future cash cow will be Iran if we all sit and do nothing and say nothing.
And it's like Jim says, when we unroll that 15-foot banner that says World Trade Center controlled demolition, it's like a magnet. You just see the people with their cameras everywhere.
There are people driving by in limos videoing our banner. People, after we started rolling it up, were telling us to unroll it again so they could take pictures of it.
How about those double-decker tourist buses
right
before the march started?
Yeah.
And they're like them buses in London, except there's no roof on the second level. And when they see us with this banner, they're all standing up in the bus, snapping pictures.
That was good. You had this video to see. At least it's took right off on them, you know.
So, we can't urge everybody enough that this September 11th, it's a Monday, take a long weekend, come out there, because all these people yesterday, you could just feel it in them that, that they hate this administration, they hate what this administration is doing to this country, and I can't think of a more hated president since Richard Nixon.
No.
I mean, we're no fans of Bill Clinton.
One other thing I want to tell them before we end the show. We did talk about United 93, how it's government propaganda, letting everyone know, everyone within the sound of our voices and sight of our banner, that this is government propaganda, and they need to seek alternative news sources, because the mainstream media works in a symbiotic relationship with the government, and they're helping to cover up this crime against humanity, against the people of America and the world.
Yeah, and there were two other guys, they're young guys, I mean, in their early 20s.
We
had big posters.
Yeah,
it was about Shanksville, the Pentagon, and also about the World Trade Center towers, Larry Silverstein, and they were very vocal. Yeah, they were filling the streets up with 9/11 truth.
It was nice to see them there, you know. Alicia and Sherry are one side, and these boys are with me on the other side.
You know what? It was great being able to yell out in the streets of New York, 9/11 truth is represented here.
Yeah,
and the truth needs to be in New York City, most of all, and to talk directly to New Yorkers, my people.
Yeah, I have to tell one other story. When we're driving up there to New York, we pulled off the interstate, Route 80, and I guess it was a Denny's. Went in there, and there's a big tour bus outside. And inside, we found out that it was the communists. And they and they were at the rally, and they gave us one of their newspapers that's Communist Revolution. But anyway, they were spewing a little bit of their communist jargon. And I say, you know, we're not really into communism. You know, we actually like capitalism when it's done fair, and on and on. So anyway, after they left, and now, see, the communists are supposed to be for the everyday people, right, for the workers.
Yeah.
So there were six people sitting at the one table. And I said, out of curiosity's sake, I want to see how much they really do care about the little people. I want to see how much of a tip they left. So I kind of just stood up and peeked over. Six people, okay? A $1 tip.
They skipped the
wages. All of them. So here's the communists that are looking out for the little people.
Yeah, right.
Six people all together left a $1 tip, so the communists, because at least the people email us, and they're like, oh, you know, you guys really ought to get into socialism and communism. Screw that.
Screw that, really.
Because we see how much they really care about the little people. $1 between the six of them. We just thought that was interesting.
We have no problem here with our system of government.
Right.
I mean, what's been outlined in the Constitution, there's no problem with that.
Theoretically.
We have a problem with the people running this shit.
That have taken it,
stolen
it, and are destroying it on purpose.
You know, just take it upside down and shit the hell out of it. That's what we want to do here.
What we want to tell you is, don't listen to those people who discourage you from joining protests and getting out there on the street. It's an invigorating, exhilarating feeling. You come away feeling really good in your heart. You know you've done the right thing. There was something else that I wanted to say, and I'll remember.
Well, what it boils down to is that the people who run the world pay very close attention to what's going on. And they saw yesterday what was going on. Okay, they saw 300,000 people shut down Broadway from one end as far as you can see to the other. And don't think that doesn't have an effect on them because it does.
It reminded us so much of Washington D.C. when we were at the anti-war rally there. Mm-hmm. But what I wanted to say is we are directly challenging all of you and all of you in the National Organization for Women, every single anti-war group and organization, the veterans, Pink, what was it, Code Pink, Rainbow Push Coalition, all of you large organizations, if you really mean what you say and you want to end this war, then you better start attacking this administration on what they don't want to be attacked on and challenged on. Yeah. And that's 9/11. If you really mean what you say. Otherwise, you're just paying lip service just like the mainstream media and the government.
And what they do is see the New World Order and the government can overlook an anti-war protest because they can fit that into their equation. But they can't overlook the lies about 9/11 being exposed, and they're coming out more and more so every single day. And we were up there, Lisa's voice, Sherry's voice, everybody's echoing and bouncing off the walls up there, the 15-foot banner. We were spreading 9/11 truth, and when it comes to Ground Zero this fall, we can't make this stressed enough that we need everybody out there. Everybody. This is our turn now.
Yeah.
The Patriot Movement, the Anti-New World Order Movement, and the 9/11 Truth Movement. This is our time this fall.
And I guarantee you, you go out there on the street, you will never be content to sit behind your computer and only do that keyboard commando crap ever again.
Right. Jim calls it the beautiful rush, and it absolutely is. So
is
we're
going to
be back. Oh, before we leave, you have to watch Lisa's photo gallery at the end.
Yeah.
We just got Neil Young's new song. These are all pictures from yesterday from Jim's camera, the pictures we took, plus a few other pictures sent to us by people that were there. And it's an awesome, awesome photo gallery. Neil Young's new song out, the whole album
fantastic.
Is fantastic.
America and the world, no fear.
Right.
That's right. And we'll be back on Tuesday. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on and we're excited about what's going on.
See you
on Tuesday.
See you all then.